Divine Mercy Novena Day 3. Friends, welcome to this journey to Divine Mercy where we're seeking God for torrents of grace. Today, we are praying for, oh, by the way, Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. So who do we pray for on this Resurrection Sunday?
Today, bring to me all devout and faithful souls. These souls brought me consolation on the way to the cross.
Okay.
Well, I sometimes wonder, do I fit into that category or do I not fit into that category?
Most of the time.
I do need to go to confession regularly. But, you know, okay, it's beautiful to know that we can console Jesus through being faithful to him, by praying to him, by offering sacrifices, by, you know, following the precepts of the church, attending Mass on Sundays. For many of us, we attend Mass virtually these days. It's just such an odd thing. I can't even believe we're talking about that.
I know.
But I also think, like, if we think, oh, I'm doing good enough, am I really doing good enough? You know, I feel like there's always room for us to grow in holiness, always. And I feel like if I don't have a zeal, a burning zeal in my heart to, you know, spread God's message, then there's something that's overshadowing that spirit within me. Because the Holy Spirit desires to build the kingdom. And maybe that looks like somebody who's deep in deep contemplative prayer, but it might also mean somebody who is very active in spreading the good news of Jesus right now through social media, through reaching out to their family members. I don't know.
In terms of who is that devout and faithful soul, I would say that anyone who is trying. You know, we're trying. We're trying perfectly. So if you're watching this video, maybe you fall into this category. You're trying. We're not perfect, but we just try. We do our best, leave God to do the rest. And why do we pray for the good and faithful souls if those people are already devout and already trying? Well, I think very simply, because I know for myself, I'm always one decision away from stupid. I know I can sin. I know mortal sin is always one click away. Mortal sin is easy. Faithfulness, not always not so easy. It's easy to sin. It really is. And praise God that we have a merciful God. But we need to pray for the grace of faithfulness. And what did stand out to me as you read that was that we do console Jesus' heart when we are faithful to him. So some might ask the question, well, what does that faithfulness look like? And sometimes we can fall into the trap of the good and faithful souls, or maybe those who are doing what me and Janelle do, is just the social media stuff, or those who go around and preaching the gospel, or those are, like, what does that good and faithful soul look like? I think it's not this. It's not social media. It's not looking into a camera speaking. It's just doing our duty. When we look at our current circumstance and we just ask ourselves the question, what are my responsibilities in my current state of life? And then we just do it. That is for the glory of God. That is a good and faithful soul. And so we find ourselves maybe in different places, but my friends, everyone has been given responsibilities. And so let's pray for each other that we can be faithful to the responsibilities in the current circumstance that God has placed us, because it is faithfulness to that duty in the circumstance that God uses to form us into a saint. If we ever say, oh, I don't like my circumstance, and we try and run from it, then we're really closing our hearts off to the grace that God wants to pour into our hearts. And right now, we're not in ideal circumstances, are we? We're not in our churches. We're not celebrating Easter Sunday the way that we want to. So how do we respond? We can fight against this circumstance, or we can pick up the cross and follow Christ and be faithful. Often, we can't change our circumstance, but we can change how we respond. And so we do our best with what we got, and leave God to do the rest. So let's pray for each other that we could be faithful and continue to console the heart of Jesus Christ. Please click around here for that link to pray the Divine Chaplet of Mercy, and let's change eternity.